Period Zion Yom Aleph Parshas Noson.
Hoyso Gvoyo Me'esri Mambo. V'hutzin Yordim B'soy Chof Amo. Im Tzilosom Merubo Mechamoso K'sheiro V'im Lav P'sulo. So when you read this Gemara, Bepshutoi, what is the pshat in the Gemara? Again, Bepshutoi shela Gemara. Hoyso gvoyo me'esri mamo. Vehutzin yordim besoy chof amo. Im tziloso merubo mechamoso ksheiro v'im lav psulo. So bepashtas a Gemara, you have a sukkah that is lemalo me'esri mamo. And the hutzim come in. If the hutzim atziloso merubo mechamoso, so I have enough shade in the bottom of the sukkah. I have enough shade lemato me'esrim, so the sukkah is kosher. If the hutzim did not have tziloso merubo mechamoso, so I did not have enough shade in the sukkah, so the sukkah is not kosher. This is the Pashtas HaGemore. Again, if the Hutzim Atziloso Merubo Mechamoso, I have enough shade in the Sukkah, so the Sukkah is kosher. If the Hutzim did not have Tziloso Merubo Mechamoso, so I don't have enough shade in the Sukkah, so if I don't have enough shade in the Sukkah is posul. Right? This is the Pashtas HaGemore when you read the Gemore. So I want to be Madgish. It's a big Sukkah and we'll go Leat Leat. The Pashas HaGemore, if there's enough shade in the Hutzim, it's kosher. And if there's not enough shade in the Hutzim, it's posul. Tziloso, well, I have good shade under Esrim, it's good. If I have Chamosa, I don't have enough good shade. This is the Pashas HaGemore. Avada, when you read Rashi, Rashi, they never said such a pshat. And Be'ez Hashem later, we'll have to be masbir how Rashi is learning the Sugya. It's Avada, not the pshat of Rashi in the Sugya. Before we're going to learn the sugya and our Messiahs in this sugya, we learn the sugya in Eruvin to have a pshat in the sugya. But before we start the sugya in Eruvin, I want to ask you a shayla that all the Rishonim Be'etzem are oimed on this shayla. State that if tziloso merubo mechamoso, it's kosher. If you have enough shade in the hutzim, it's kosher. Why? I have enough shade in the sukkah. The shayla is, so what if you have enough shade in the sukkah? But on top of that piece of shade, I have a schach of lemalo me'esrim. It's like I have a metal piece on top of the schach. So what helps that the hutzim have tziloso merubo mechamoso? But on top of the hutzim, I have a schach posul. If on top of the hutzim I have a schach posul, l'chur, it has to be not good. Has to be not good. If on top of the schach, I have a schach posul. And that then we have in Rabbi Seinu four drachim. And we have to know these four drachim for the whole Masechta Sukkah. Tesis and Daf Tes Amud Beis wants to say, at least the beginning of Tesis and Tes Amud Beis, that Schach Posul on top of the Sukkah never disturbs. If you put a plastic over the Schach, it doesn't pass them. You could have a plastic over the Schach. And Tesis and Daf Tes Amud Beis says, what is this raya? Daf Dalet. Hutzin im tziloso merubo mechamoso kosher. Why it's kosher? Aber on top of it, I have a schach posul. The Teretz is, schach posul doesn't stir. This is Shitas HaTesis, at least in the beginning of Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Rosh says that the Rivo and the Ravio never agreed. Schach posul on top of a sukkah for sure passels. There's no tzad that schach posul on top of a sukkah will not passel. So what is the pshat in our Gemara? Zog the Rosh and the Rav Yo. Schach posul lemalo will passel. Aber lemalo me'esrim, it's not a real schach posul. Stoch psoil es goyren ve'yekev. It's be'etzem good. It's not a bad schach. It's not kosher. But it doesn't have a halacha of a schach posul to pass through what is under it. It doesn't have a halacha of a schach posul to pass through what is under it. it's a sugya, they call it mitzarev schach posel, ba'adav schach kosher. It doesn't pasul. A tree pasuls, a plastic pasuls. A lemala me'esrim doesn't pasul. Rabbeinu Tam learns even a bigger chiddush in the Aftes Amud Beis. If you have a part of the schach lemato me'esrim and a part of it lemala me'esrim, not like our case, you build a sugya, let me say, 20 amma and 10 amma, and top of it you have another sukkah, 25 amma. But out of psul of sukkah tachas sukkah. Zog Rabbeinu Tam, even if the bottom one has chamoso, the schach lemalo me'esrim could help to be machshir. It's a sukkah mitztarev schach posul ba'ad schach kosher. Schach lemalo me'esrim could help the bottom schach. So we call it three shittas. Tesfus learns on the Aftes, you need to have the bottom full kosher. The top cannot disturb, every top cannot disturb. If you did a good sukkah, it's okay. Why you can't make a sukkah b'teich habayis? It's an under psul. Tachas ha'ilon is an under psul. Aber stam schach posul on top never disturbs. Rivom and the Rav Yosei, lemalo me'esrim doesn't disturb. And Rabbeinu Tam says, lemalo me'esrim not only doesn't disturb, he could be mashlim to the shir sukkah. Lefi all these three rishonim, we have an answer on our sugya. If we have enough shade in the bottom, the top doesn't disturb. Maybe we'll have to ask why in the sefer it's possible lefi Rabbeinu Tam. We'll get to it. Aber lefi all of the rishonim, we said if you have tzilosa meruba and the utzim it's kosher. Ah, you have a schach lemalo me'esrim. Why it doesn't disturb? The Torah says lemalo me'esrim doesn't disturb. Never schach posel disturbs. Or afilu lefi Rabbeinu Tam it's mitzar. Shitas Rashi and Aftes Amud Beis that lemalo me'esrim disturbs. If you have a sukkah lemalo me'esrim, you have under it another sukkah. The bottom one is posel. And lefi Rashi, the Gemara here doesn't make sense. Because even if you have enough schach in the utzim, the top has to disturb. So again, Shitas Rashi we're leaving anyway. We didn't read the Rashi here, and Shitas Rashi we're leaving. So I want again, to be maimi the Gemara. Is the Pashtus HaGemara state that if you have a sukkah, lemalo me'esrim, and there's enough utzim that make tzel in the bottom, it's kosher. If you don't make enough shade, they're not kosher. Pashtus HaGemara on Rashi's on Garnish, if they have enough shade in the Hutzim, so the Hutzim is enough to be Machshir the Sukkah. If I don't have enough, they're not enough to be Yeschach Kosher. Then we have a Zaytik Eshayla, why the top doesn't disturb? And we said we have three drachim in the Rishonim. Tesis and Daftes says in the beginning, maybe no Yeschach Posel disturbs on the top. Second terrace, the Rav Yon, the Rivon, and the Rav Yon say, every schach posel disturbs, lemalo me'esrim doesn't disturb, Rabbeinu Tam says, not only doesn't disturb, it even could help sometimes. So for sure here, it cannot disturb. Rashi that holds that lemalo me'esrim will disturb, anyway we'll have to learn our sugi in a different mahalach, like we'll get to it later, and we're moving Rashi to the side now. Lama mamshich one more line in the Gemara, about that line we have to learn after it separately. Hoyso gvoyo yutfochim. והוצין יורדים לתוך יוד. סוב הרבי אלה מימר, אם חמוסו מרו במצילוסו כשאירו. אמר לרוב, היי דירס רוחו, ואין עוד עומדר בדירס רוחו. We have the second case, the sukkah is only 10 תפוחים, and the הוצין go inside. זוג את הבי, if it's חמוסו, it's kosher. Rove agrees. Just Rove tells him, it's a new problem with Diras Rucho. And the Rebbe Smedrash will learn Diras Rucho separate. L'chure, what Abai said? If it's chamosa, it's kosher. It makes sense? I'm asking you. Again, we don't know Rashi's. We're learning Gemara now. Makes sense what Abai said? Try to think. And Asuka Lemala Me'esrim, listen good. Asuka Lemala Me'esrim is a puzzle Asuka. I have shei, tzilos. It's kosher. If this is not enough, it's not kosher, right? We're learning Gemara on Rashi. If you have enough shei in the utzim, it's kosher. If I don't have enough, it's not kosher. Why is not it kosher? I don't have enough material from schach kosher. Right? If the hutzim make tziloso, I have enough material from schach kosher. If the hutzim do not make enough shei, I don't have enough material from the schach kosher. Maskim? Flo? You go to a bottom sukkah. I have now chamoso. So Abai wants to say that it's kosher. Why is kosher? The roof is in the sukkah. Why the Akash? If you have not learned Masech the Sukkah, and there's no Din Tzilosim Merubah Mechamosa. So this is the roof. Grad the Sukkah needs more shade. But the roof is inside 10. Why it's kosher? Why it's kosher? Think good. Don't answer me. I'm not asking you to explain to me Abaye. I'm asking if Abaye makes sense. If we will not learn that it's a Din Tzilosim in the first Mishnah. So the roof is inside? Grad is schach nit siloso. If I remember right, it was a psa shvere Rashi on them as a din bitul. It's a teres, yeah? But on them, be'etzem it could have worked. So I understand. Lemalo me'esrim, if I have shade, I have good material in 20. The top doesn't disturb. If I don't have enough, I'm missing a sukkah. But to say that chamosa doesn't pass, Abaye is allowed to. He's allowed to say, I want the mechadish that it's not. He's allowed to say it. It's for sure allowed to mechadish that it's not even called a roof. Abaye is allowed to be mechadish it. Or be Rashi, l'chura is not right. Rashi says, kiheichi, kiheichi, it's kiheichi. It's another shtikl teire. Shtikl teire A, if I have enough shade, it's good, if not, not. Shtikl teire B, zokt Abaye, a huge chidush. A huge chidush. Not only that it's not enough to kasher a sukkah, you know what? It's not called even a roof to pass up. I could hear. You want to say such a chidush can sein. Kiheichi? Why it's kiheichi? Who told Rashi that Abaye said kiheichi? Maybe he just said chidush beis. Chidush aleph, chidush beis. Rashi steht, das Mamm ist der same Landes. Mein und Schmidt aller Sinai. No Scheiches. Aber we're not learning Rashi today. We're not learning Rashi today. So I'm saying, even in the Gemara, it's a Chidush. Then Abai is Mechadish, a Chidush Beis. I'm saying, Chidush Alev Avada, I don't have enough shade, Echer. So it's not good, I need the shade, I don't have shade. But Rabbi is mechadish that it even doesn't pass on the sukkah. Say it. He's allowed to say that. He could say it. He's allowed to say it. Say it. Noch a chidush. Nish getracht. Rabbi is auch noch a chidush. Can say? So I find it serious. And the Gemara and Rabbi agrees. It's Rabbi says dira sukkah. Rabbi also doesn't say, no, you're wrong. The sukkah is down. Say it. It's a dira sukkah. Noch a chidush. So say it. It's a psul from a dira sukkah. So I'm saying, so first we have to know b'pshat ha-gemore. But I'm saying, more from b'pshat ha-gemore is a Rashi of a kiheichi. And again, I'm leaving. We'll start Susa the Shmaisa to Boyer Ois, and then in the end we'll get to the Rashis. Rashi has an andere Zach in the whole Sugya. There's a poor words in Rashi, sign this Friedrich Sugya, sign this Sugya. We'll start from the Sugya and Eruvin, and then we'll go back to our Sugya. So again, to remember, in our Sugya, the Vayu will impshat, if the Hutzi Matziloso, it's good, because I have enough shade in the bottom. If it's Chamosa, it's not good, I don't have enough shade in the bottom. Hi, why the top doesn't disturb? Treat the Hutzi. Never disturbs, the Malam Esrim doesn't disturb, and even if you have the top, then it could help. And Rashi, we don't know what to answer. It's a Sugya and Eruvin. The Gemara speaks about Miktsas koiro betoich esrim and miktsas koiro lemalam esrim, and the koiro of mavui part is in top and part is betoich esrim. Miktsas chach betoich esrim and miktsas chach lemalam esrim. A part of the schach is lemalo, a part of the schach is in the bottom. Mamish like our sugya of hutzi. Omar Rabbe be mavui kosher besuka posu. Besuka is posu. Miktsas lemalo, miktsas lemato is posu in the suka. Frag the Gemara, Maishno b'movui de kosher, de amrinen kleish. You got it. Suke nami leime kleish. The Gemara wants to kasher the suke, why? Say kleish. Got it. Azevi b'movui et kosher, we say kleish. Got it. He also say kleish. Zog the Gemara, I kalshes. You know what will happen? Havelei chamoso merubo mitziloso. If you cut it, the bottom, it'll be chamoso meruba mitzilos. So let me learn good this Gemara. The Gemara says, miktsas chach lemalo me'esri. The miktsas lemata, why it's kosher, is a new reason it's kosher. Why it's kosher? Because the sugi that is called kleish, cut. Make a kloish. You koilish, you cut it, and it's kosher. Zog the Gemara, if you do kloish, what will happen? The bottom will be chamoso meruba mitzilosa. Why the bottom will be chamoso meruba mitzilosa? So the Rishonim have two pshotim how to learn the Gemara. The the Ran, it's Metzim Tesis here, the Ran Bar Chove. One shot, we're talking Taka that the amount that's in the bottom is Chamosa Meruba Mitziloso. It's a little bit in the bottom, a lot on the top. Inami, no, the bottom is enough shade. Oh, but if you cut it, it'll be a very, very thin layer. It will dry right away in the wind, in the sun. It will fly away and nothing will be left. So the Metzias, if you do Kloish, it will become Chamosa Meruba Metzilasa. Other the Metzias, it's Chamosa. Other not the Metzias, it's Chamosa Meruba Metzilasa. Oh, but if you make the Kloish, it'll become. So Gemara, Chenami, if you do kloish b'koiro, have a koiro and iteles baruach. And the aloha, you have to have koiro sheyechol lekabel ariach. Elo al kochuch naase kishpudim shel matechas, we say the top could help the bottom. Hochenami al kochuch naase tziloso meruba mechamoso, the top could help the bottom. If you rabbi nutam, because every top could help the bottom, all the bottom has enough shape. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. Omar Rove miparzike, Suke de leyochid le mitkar, mavi de le rabbi mitkar adodi. So what is the answer? Be'etzem, you say kloish. Just mid the rabbonon is a gzeire that people will not realize that it's missing, maybe, and in the end you will rely on lemalo me'esrim. Ravina Omar suke de raise achmu bo rabbonon, mavi de rabbonon lo yachmu bo rabbonon. So what is the first tarot of the Gemara? Besuke. With the Rabbanon, it's not good. Why? Other because Stam, Sukkah de Raisa Chazal did not want to be Mekel to do Kloish. Other because of Gzeire de Rabbanon. So what is the Maskone of Lishnekame? Midoi Raisa Miktas Chach Betoich Esrim. The Miktas Lemalo Me Esrim Midoi Raisa, it's kosher. Why it's kosher? We say Kloish. So why we don't say Kloish? Because maybe people will not realize. And the amolet will fall and then they will not see it. Or the Chazal made a takon. Or the Chazal made a takon. So Lishne Kame holds me the Raisa, it's good, me the Rabbon and the Ramachme. Lishne Basre. Omar Rabbe Bemovi Soposul Besuke Ksheiro. Maish no Suke de Ksheiro de Amrin and Kloish. Movi Nami name Kloish. Avelikor and Des Baruch. Ochanami Avelichamosum Rum Tziloso. El Alkochoch Nase Tziloso Rum Chamoso. Chanami Nase Shmishon Teches. Suke de Yochid, Roma Nafshei, Mimele Chazar Bosoimech. Inami Suke de Reis Eloi. So both of the lishness of the Gemara, both of the lishness of the Gemara hold that Midoi Reis it works. Midoi Reis it works. Why it doesn't work? Lefilish Nekame, it doesn't work with the Rabbonon, and Lefilish Nebasre, it works even with the Rabbonon. Right? This is the source of the Shmaisa. I want to ask you a shail. And this shail, Rabbi said, this is the heart of the whole Sugya. Sayin, Eruvin, Sayin, Sukha. State in the Gemara, if a part of the Schach is Lemalo Me'esrim and a part in the bottom of Esrim, why it's kosher? What is the tzad that it's kosher? What is the tzad that it's kosher? Why is kosher? Try to think. If I have schach, lemalo me'esrim and the bottom of esrim. The way we learned our sugya, why it's kosher? Why it's kosher in our sugya? Why it's kosher in our sugya? You have kosher in the bottom and the top doesn't disturb. Right? And the Gemara and Eruvin state something else. And the Gemara and Eruvin state something else. You have to come to Kloish. Without Kloish, it's not kosher. Stay without Kloish, it's not kosher. I want to ask you, why you have to come to Kloish? Why you have to come to Kloish? Why you have to come to Kloish? We'll start. Loi mi boye if the bottom is tziloso, like Teisvus. So forget, if you make Kloish, it could fly in the air. The Chiddush is, even so, it's okay. Oh, but the Gemara says, why it's kosher? The Amrin and Kloish. Kloish is the reason that it's kosher. Why you need to come to Kloish? Why you need to come to Kloish? Why it's only kosher because Kloish? As I stated in the Gemara, it's only kosher because klosh. It's only kosher because klosh. Without klosh, as I stated in the Gemara, ma'ishto b'movil kosher d'amrinen klosh leime klosh elishne basre. Sukim haitai mekshayro d'amrinen klosh. It's kosher because klosh. Now I'll take the other shita. The bottom is really chamosa. Faker, the bottom is not enough. He needs the top. It's kosher because klosh, or it's kosher even that you say klosh. It's kosher even that you say klosh. And in the Gemara state that it's kosher because klosh. This is be'etzem the heart of the sugya. This is be'etzem the yesod of the sugya. State in the Gemara of Eiruvin. To get back to our sugya, why miktsa schach lemalo me'esrim? V'miktsa schach betoich esrim. Why it's kosher? Why it's kosher? Because you say klosh. Because you say klosh. If you don't say klosh, it's not kosher. Why? You have good schach in the bottom. What's that with other shit? Siloso meruba mechamoso. The tap doesn't disturb. What you need to come to the klosh? What you need to come to the klosh? What? Why you need to come to the klosh? I have enough shade in the bottom. The schach is also a little bit on the top. Shade in the Gemara, why is kosher klosh? And take them on the omar chamoso. The Tam says that the bottom is chamoso, the top could help him. So why is kosher because klosh? What could be the answer? What could be the answer? Why it's only kosher because klosh? The Gemara state that it's kosher only because klosh. It's kosher only because klosh. Why is kosher only because klosh? Why is kosher only because klosh? State the yesod in the Gemara. And again, this is the tchilas hasugya. State in the Gemara that when I have a schach, that is, the halacha is the schach has to be betoich esri. What has to be? The schach. And if a part of it is sticking out, be'etzim it's not good. Because we say, this schach is not betoich esrim. A part of him. It's also a problem. Like a person leaves one finger out in the mikveh, he's not in the mikveh. There's a place where the schach has to be, betoich esrim. It's one schach, and if a part of the schach is outside, the whole sukkah is possible. Alamol, you don't see the whole schach, you see only the bottom. But does it halacha that the schach has to be b'mokim, that is roi to see, that is roi to make shade, that is roi to kva. The whole schach has to be there. So what if I have shir schach, but it's one piece? Explain what you want to answer. Klosh, you're telling me klosh. Cut the top off. Don't look at it like it's one piece. This we call klosh. But without the aside of klosh, while it's one piece and a part of it is chutz me'esrim, the whole thing is not good. Das steht in the Gemara in Eiruvin. When I have a schach and chelek from the schach is mechutz le'esrim, chelek of the schach is chutz me'esrim, the schach is not good. The schach is not good. And while the schach is not good, the made of the sukkah has to be possible. To kasher the sukkah, I need to use the koyach of klosh. I'm using the koyach of klosh to kasher the sukkah. The same thing koyro. They told me, the marshal, I was very hard for me to understand. Someone gave me a marshal to understand it. The marshal, ner chanukah has to be betoy chesed. Yeah, the fiddushit is that the flame has to be betoich esrim. What would it be if the flame is like jumping in between esrim and esrim plus? Oh, flame could be like 2 inches flame. Moshe, the flame could be two inches flame. The flame is chelik inside, chelik outside. It's good or it's not good? What do you say, misvor? What?
Misvor is good.
Misvor is good? No, no, it's outside Esrim.
It starts.
Who's that? Don't answer from the side. So this is not the get to my child. I'm trying to bring a muscle on Zaitik Klol. Miswah, you could say no. A part of it is outside.
Which is part of it?
It has to be the fire has to be b'teich
esrim. So part of the fire is b'teich
esrim. Not a part. The fire has to be b'teich esrim.
It's
not a shana if you see it or not. Not sure if you see it or you're not. Now, what I'm trying to explain. Avada, you could say, why? This is one fire. The fire has to be here. Now it's sticking out. The same thing in the schach. The schach has to be b'teich esrim. The schach is not b'teich esrim. You want to make a kloish means let me to separate the levels. Don't call it one piece. Call it two pieces. This is be'etzim kloish. And the Gemara says that the reason tekasher and our sugya is a sugya of kloish. Dahin, if you don't say the yesod of kloish, our sugya will not start. Kilo, on our sugya we have to add. Chutz from the din of the sugya, if we want the kasher in our sugya, the way we could kasher is because we will say klosh. Zog the gemara in Eiruvin. Ah, you want to cut it? You want me to look at the top that is not here? I'm happy to do that. I'm looking at the top that is not here. You know what happens when I look at the top that is not here? The bottom will fall away. You want me to look with the top or without the top? Without the top, it's chamosa meruba mitzilosa. לפי רבנותם, את מונת כפשוטו יצחמוסו. So I need to look on the top. And לפי תייסס כפשוטו, you need shade in the bottom. If I take that, it flies away. One second. So with the top or without the top? With the top. מחוץ לעשרים. I need the top to help me. Without the top, I can't manage. This was the tzad of the Gemara not to make kloish. As I zog the Gemara. Mashna, b'ksher adam b'nei kloish, suke nami lei me kloish. Ika, the Gemara doesn't bother if in the bottom is chamoso, either way. Zog the Gemara, but he kal shesave lei chamoso. So I need to use the top. Hochanami ika ave lei kore lei teles beruach, elo al koch nase kishpulim shul mateches. Zog Rashi in the Hemshach, what is the answer? I could say kloish and I could get the help. It's not a stirer. I could look at it and it's not, I don't need it, and it can help. That's the inside of the suge there. Oh, but this is the noise of the sugya. If I don't make kloish, b'meila, what happens? Everything is called as mechutz la'esri. If I make kloish, the bottom can't help on his own. Take a koiro. One second. There's only one line inside. So that line, if I cut off the top, he's not strong. You're right, he's strong because he's a part of the big piece. But the piece is out me'esrim. So it's called that everything is chutz me'esrim. You want me to look at it separately? Separately, I don't have enough in the sugya. Same thing by us. So be'etzim in our sugya, when you come to the sugya of utzim, the aleph base, why it's kosher? Kloish. On kloish, it's not good. So this is the tosefes havone to our sugya. Sugi of Kloish. Maskim or not? Now here the kasha starts. So Lishne Kamen Eruvin holds that even at Midai Raisa you say Kloish, Rabbonon decided not to do Kloish. Why? Gzeira de Rabbonon, maybe sometimes the bottom will fall. Or Midai Rabbonon, because it's Sugi's Dei Raisa, they didn't want to use the Koyach of Kloish. Abarazei, so why not Sugi is kosher? Why not a sugya kosher? Why not a sugya kosher? Lelishne basra, I don't have a problem. Sugya de reise le gozru rabbonon. Sugya de yochel le gozru rabbonon. But if you can't do kloish, because gzeira de rabbonon that we decide not to make kloish, two tirutzim. Yochid chazal skir that he will not realize, and sometimes the bottom will fall, and then he will sit in the malam esrim. Or stop. Sukkah de Reise, Chazal don't like to use Kloish. On Kloish. So why by us it's kosher? So what if you have shade? Do you also have shade? This is Tesis is kasha. So Lefi Tesis, the kasha is Lishne Kame doesn't stim. Lishne Kame was Mechadish. that you can't say Kloish. Gzeira de Rabbona that you can't say Kloish. Here also don't say Kloish. Here also don't say Kloish. Now, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, the Kasha is Fakelt. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, how much you have in the bottom there? Lefi the second Pshat. What we call the first Pshat in the Gemara in Eruvin. Dear the Gemara, how much is in the bottom? Chamos or Tzilosa? In the Gemara in Eruvin. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, how much is in the bottom of the Gemara there? Chamoso. The Kipshut is like Gemara. So state in the Gemara there, Lelishne Basra, that it's kosher. You say Kloish. So why in Hutzim you have to have Tzilosa? Even without Tzilosa, it has to be kosher. State in the Gemara in Eruvin. Lishne Kama is good. I'm not asking. Here it's Tzilosa, there was Chamoso. Maybe it's different. But Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, Lishne Basra doesn't make sense. Mishne Basra doesn't make sense. So again, let me remind me the Gemara, and I will see the taste inside. Be'etzem is mevuyer in the Gemara that when you have mikzah schach lemalo and mikzah schach lemato, every time you have to come to a kloish. On a kloish is possible. Zog the Gemara, why you don't do kloish? So the Gemara says, be'etzem you do kloish. Just why you don't do kloish? Dear me, the rabbonon, you don't do kloish. And the second teretz told me, the rabbonon, you do kloish. Just we have two esbeirim in the sugya and eruvin. Taisus learns the bottom has to have shade because on the bottom shade the top never could kasher. There's a shita sarivom in the ravio. You have to have enough kashar kosher on the bottom. The top could not disturb. So in the reisha you have tziloso in the bottom. Just the Gemara says, vile, when you take, what is the chison of the kloish? Because if you take off the top, it will fly away. So mid the rabbanon you don't do kloish. So also here mid the rabbanon don't do kloish. It's a kasha. Lishne basra holds mid the rabbanon you do kloish. So here also you could do kloish. So lefi teisus the kasha is lishne kame. Why by us in the Gemara state that it's kosher? And there state that it's not kosher. And lishne kame mid the rabbanon. Mid the raisa it's good. But mid the rabbanon. And lefi Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara dir is chamoso meruba mitziloso. And be'etzem, the top could help. But the problem is, you have to do kloish. On kloish, everything is on top, because it's one piece. And if you do kloish, the bottom only has chamoso. So he needs the top. If he needs the top, zog the Gemara, mid the rabbonon, you cannot do kloish. Lishne basra hold, you could do kloish. And even if the bottom is chamoso, you do kloish. So the kasha is Sabayos. Sabayos. Why if it's chamoso it's not good? Do kloish. Why if it's chamoso it's not good? Do kloish. This is bad some tesis is kasha. Now we'll see the tesis inside by us and the tesis in Eruv. Again, all of that is the derech of Teisves, that the Chure both sugis shtim, everything shtims. We'll see, there's one more line in the Gemara in Eruvin that we didn't read. Omar Rove Chalal Suket Nan, Chalal Movit Nan. And then we'll see, maybe Rove Stam says a halacha that he paskins in both that it's good. Or maybe Rove is a new whole shita, and this Be'ez Hashem, or Boya is after Bedas Rashi. But the Val Bedas Teisves, everything is one Gemara. Lemaise, you need to come to Kloish. On Kloish is a big problem here. But noch kloish, it's good. Why? The bottom is good. The top doesn't disturb. If he tastes, the bottom has tziloso. And if he rabbeinu tam, even if he doesn't have tziloso, even if he has chamoso, the top could help. With the kloish, the top could help. Again, you need the kloish because if not, it's one piece. This is bad in the tzus of the shmais. Now, lo mezen the taste is by us. Vim toimar kshetziloso imeruba bechamosoi amai ksheiro. I'm asking, it's missing words, so when you read a teis alein, but teis means to say like this. V'im teimak she'tziloso merubin chamosa amayk she'iro, arei avade v'kashas is only because kloish. Hoi kalshes ha'utzim noiflim k'da ha'shkichon be'eirovin, mikza schach b'toichof, u'mikza schov lemalo, de'paslin nasuke, de'chi kalshes lo, ha've lechamoso merubin mitziroso. If you do kloish, will be chamoso. Again, when you read the thesis, you think it's a problem because if you cut the top, the bottom falls. That is a problem. You only kosher because kloish. And if you do kloish, it's not good. And Lishnikame said that mid rabbonon that decided to parcel it. Now he explains. Val kochu piru shelo yochel iskay meschach b'toich esrim maris klishusoy yovar ruach v'yefazer. Or yipol the ein leforesh the gemara dear that when you cannot say kloish when the bottom is chamoso. Ein leforesh afilo yom iskay mkach av lechamoso berubo. שבזה לא יומחשירים אינך מרוי לסקן מנדאומה קיימן זה לא סמרו בו אלו על ידי שכח של למעלה מחוף אבל לשכח פוסל מצטר הבא לשכח כושר so the main taste is kasher is I'm asking the lotion is very matter he's not saying stop if you take the top of the bottom of all why it's kosher כאילו it's a problem with my meat he understands בעצם I have enough shape so what if the wood is למעלה מעשר doesn't disturb taste this but you have to come to kloish And on kloish, it's not kosher. And when you make kloish, the bottom is chamoso. Why? Because it will fly. It's mamish the case. It will blow away. It's mamish the case of the Gemara and Eruvin. What's the taste for us? V'yesh lo imar, d'ocher yesh lanu le'ach shir yoyser, sh'yesh roi vutzim, v'ru'uim li'iskayim bekal. Kach imo yosher dover asayimcha. I want to explain. When you see this Teisvus and you read the Teisvus, you read Teisvus as Kasha, and you read Stam, Teisvus asking a Kasha without the top, the bottom can't work, so it says, I might need. And Teisvus says, yeah, dear, it will mamish fly away. Here it's a little bit easier. So what? So what? For Medrash Pli, there's no way to learn the Teisvus. I don't know, try to explain it. Yeah, why it's a bit busy. But what you can explain? A little bit more. Without the top, works or doesn't work? Yes or no? Take away the top, the hutzim will fall. Yes, take away the top, dear, it will fly away. It's not good. Lemaisa, it can't work without the top. What is the answer? If you learn the taste for stam, Avad, there's no way to answer. We'll see in a second. This taste is taste beiruvin beetsim. The answer is Tasis is going with his shita. The bottom has to have enough shade. If the bottom doesn't have enough shade, the top cannot help. And the sugi of Eruvin, the bottom has enough shade. But you have to come to Kloish. On Kloish, we say, while a part of it is on the top, it has a psul. Zog di Gemara, but I have a problem. When I make Kloish, it becomes chamoso. So Gemara, so what? Midoi Raisa, you could say Kloish even in that case. Because Lemaise, the bottom is in the bottom, and it makes shade. And I say Kloish, Rashi explains, clappy that it doesn't disturb, I say Kloish. But Lemaise, the top could help, that it will work. Frektesis, so why by us it's different? Why by us it's different? Frektesis, I'll tell you like this. And here's the lumpus. Be'etzem, the schach is half on top, half on the bottom. Tesis says, why it's kosher? Kloish. Separate it. Zog the Gemara, but it's a problem. Without the top, the bottom doesn't have existing. So I can't look at the bottom without the top. Right? Zog the Gemara, midai raisa I could do it, Rabbanon don't want to do it. Rabbanon don't want to do it. Zog Teisus, when Rabbanon don't want to do it, when the pshat is that the bottom really doesn't have a koyach on his own. But what would it be if the bottom really has a koyach on his own? Rather, the setup of the sukkah is that he's tied to the top. This is not called that the bottom doesn't have a koyach on his own. He has a koyach. If you put a basket or something in the bottom, you can hold the hutzim, they can make shade. Dear, the bottom is so little that when the top will not be there, it will dry. The wind will blow it away. Here is enough. Just you have to have a metziah, something to hold it. So again, the tzura satvorim, again, I'm asking that in Tesis here it's choser. Midoi raise, we say kloish. And we divide the top from the bottom. Even that after dividing be'etzem, again, not that is a chisoron, when you cut the top, the bottom is a problem, so how it works. I never have to really cut the top. Again, this is the one word that you take out. The top could help the bottom. The Gemara never had it said that it cannot help. It starts the opposite. When the top helps the bottom, so we tell the bottom you're on top. Why? Not because you're getting help from the bottom. Because be'etzem it's one piece, and a part of the piece is on top. When a part of the piece is on top, we look at the whole thing that is not in the right place. Zog kloish, look at the top on the top, and at the bottom on the bottom. Say kloish, look at the top on the top, and the bottom on the bottom. the Gemara, how I could look at them separately when they're sucking with each other? The bottom doesn't have neshama on the top one. And then on the top, it will fly away. The ganze chayis comes from the top. So while the ganze chayis comes from the top, you can't say kloish. So the Gemara, with the raisi you could, with the rabbanon you don't. So with the rabbanon don't say by us. So you know when I don't say with the rabbanon, when the bottom really without the top doesn't have a tzura. But when it has the full tzura, it's bekal yochel etaken. It's enough to say kloish. It's enough to say kloish. So the yesod is again. When you start the thesis, you think there's a kasha, the maisa, the bottom can't be on his own, so why it's kosher? So what he's answering? Almost. But it's not kosher. When you start thesis, you start. Thesis, kilo had a kasha, the bottom can't stand on his own. He's telling me he almost could. It's gomish. You don't see the difference. Again, the first part you understand why it doesn't make sense? If thesis asking a kasha, the bottom can't stand, why it's good? He's telling me he almost could. So what? He almost could. But he can't. If they've been time out, he kosher. If you take away the time, the banner will fall, so why it's kosher? If you shlemer, he almost could. Well, what kind of teretz is it? The teretz is Tesis never asked that kosher. Tesis Batsim is missing Agdom. In a second, we'll learn Tesis Eruvin inside. It's word by word that this is the Tesis. It's word by word that this is the Tesis. Tesis knows the Susa the Shmaise. That Tzchach that is Mikzas Lemalo and Mikzas Lemato, to kasher it, you need to say Kloish. Not the opposite. Oy, aber was me the problem that if I take off the top? Fakert, the cutting it is the Hechsher. The cutting it saying, I don't say that it's Dafka on top, this is the Machshir of the Sukhya. The Kloish. As they said in the Gemara twice. Mid the Rabbanon, they said, what is the problem? But while I need to cut it to save. If I need to cut it to save, when I cut it, it can't stand. This is what the Gemara explains. Mid the Rabbanon. Mid the Raisa doesn't make a difference. But mid the Rabbanon, while if I... Be'etzem it's on top. No, the Teretz is, I could cut it. I don't have to look at it like one piece. But if I say that it's not one piece, it will not survive. Said, Teretz is the Gemara, but mid the Raisa, the top could help. Aber weil le meiset wofor. So the Mele Chazal said it's not good. So the taste is when they said that it's not good, when the bottom without the top will not have no kiyum. So it's not a schach. Schach that can't stand, it's not a schach. Aber schach that is a schach. He needs only the help from the top to help him to stand, then it's good. I'll prove to you that it's kimat emes. The Gemara asks the kasha that the bottom koiro is very, very light. You know, it's a very thin. So the Gemara, it could be like a metal. That's your better kasha. And what would it be if he has a koiro 20 amas? A feste koiro, mamish, gesunte piece. Yeah, it's in the bottom 2 amas, and the top is also 2 amas. So the bottom has a good piece. But the shaila is how it's connected. If it's connected, two sticks on the side, if the nails are on top, if you cut the top, the whole piece will fall down. That the Gemara doesn't have a problem that the whole piece will fall down. It's like the schach by us. The Gemara only has a pass that the material is not enough material. And again, the lumdis is, you'll see later in Rashi and Eruvin inside, Be'etzem, the bottom could have the support from the top. It doesn't bother the Gemara. It's a lumdis, like when I ask the kasha, all of you disagree with the kasha. So on top it doesn't disturb. This Be'etzem, the inside, if klosh. Look at this separately. Abel, Avad is Dr. Rashi, it could help. That the bottom part is very strong when it's connected to a big piece of, to a big board. Every part of the big board is strong, really. But the Gemara says, well, I have to look at it separately. So it would be a svara to say that you can't say that it's good, because if you look at it separately, it's not good. And then Lemaisa, it's good. But with the Rabbanon, it's not good, because Lemaisa, the bottom will be chamoso. This is Lishne Kame. The bottom says, so what? Lemaisa, the top helps. But the bottom will be chamoso. So Ktei says, then when the bottom is really a chamoso. But if it will just stand full around, it's egonished. Now all of that is lefitesis that the bottom has tziloso. And I want to be madgish. So lefitesis, the kasha was be'etzem only lelishne kame de eruvin. Lelishne basre de eruvin, state that it's good. So the whole thesis here is only asking really that it doesn't stim with Lishne Kame. Maskin? And a Lishne Basra was no kasha. Now, very good. This is Tesis. In a second we'll read it inside Tesis and Eruvin, word by word. Now I'm asking you, Lefira Beinutam, the bottom is Chamoso. This is the case of Eruvin. The sukkah is kosher or not? Mikzah schach betoich esrim v'mikzah schach lemalo me'esrim, the bottom is Chamoso. It's kosher or it's not kosher? What state in the sukkah in Eruvin is it? Lefira Beinutam. Rabbeinu Tam holds the bottom is chamoso, the top could help. What state in the sugya in Eruvin? The bottom is chamoso. Lishne Kame holds that it's not good. What's halt Lishne Basra? The Filish Ne Basra. You say Kloish in Eruvin or not? The Filish Ne Basra in Eruvin. You say Kloish. So if the bottom is chamoso, so lefi, what? You don't agree with the Gemara? What? No, but as they stay in the Gemara, that if the bottom is chamoso, lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's good, right? This is the way Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara. That the bottom is chamoso, lishne kame holds that it's not good, lishne basra holds that it's good. So lefi Rabbeinu Tam, if you want to ask a kasha from the Gemara in Eruvin, what would be the kasha from the Gemara in Eruvin? Only lishne basra. Lishne kame is no Gemara, what happens when it's tziloso. Maybe when Tziloso you could say Klosh, because the bottom could be a good. But the Kasha will be fakert. Why the Gemara said by us that if it's Chamoso it's not good, and Eruvin state that it's good? And Eruvin state, Mikza Schach Betoich Esrim, and Mikza Schach Lemato Meesrim, Lemalo Meesrim, the Gemara says Klosh, and it's kosher even Bechamoso. The Gemara says it's kosher even Bechamoso. So the Gemara says that it's kosher even b'chamoso. So this is be'etzem, Tesis is kasha and Eruvin alibid Rabbeinu Tam. Lo mezan Tesis Eruvin inside. Meforeshri, chamoso meru b'mitziloso ade shiyovo yaruach v'yefazer ad sheteh chamoso meru b'mitziloso. Di al ide kli shel chudo, teh chamoso meru bo eichi mach shelo b'lishne basre, o yitzchah posu mitzlar b'yitzchah kosher, yom omim b'suk edavtes. The kasha the Omer perik kame the sukkah is a gvoy mechof amav brutzim yodim betoichof im tzilosu mechamoso ksheiro im laabsulo v'amai ksheiro v'alo ikal shes leiplu arutzim lemato v'lelishne basre the ochi os the shapir v'lerobim miparzik kename the mefo v'shum the sukkah the yochid v'lo imidkar os the shapir yabi utzir inke lemeim arde yodim arbe lemato the leke lemigzo midi ava leravine koshe the mashma nishum sukkah the irayz the psulo mishum ikal shes v'yesh lo imar. The also Mayrish Yashar Beutzim Shechoim Niskayim Bekar De Smiche. This is the first Mahalach. Now Tesis is starting with Rabbeinu Tam. Ve'oi Nuchaloi Mar Hoche Al Yedei Kal Shesleya VeChamoso Merubo. The bottom only has Chamoso in Eruvin. So why it's kosher? Mitztaref Laschach De Lemalo Michof. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. This is this line. Ve'oy nucha loyma. This is Rabbeinu Tam. Now the sugi and Eruvin is talking that the bottom is chamoso, and why it's kosher? Because the top could help. Ule lishne basra deleichoshiv kol kach schar posul. Hoil ve'av eschar kosher. Imi lemato michof. This is the reason it's kosher. Aval kosher the gabi hutzin amrinen v'im lav posul. If it doesn't have tziloso, it's posul. Why it's posul? Say kloish and mitztaref schach posul be'ad eschach kosher. V'lelishne basre do'ochet demachshir nafilu bechamoso meruzo mitziloso. It's good. Mi ulelishne so b'meile it's shver. State in the Eruvin that Lishne Basra holds that Chamoso is good. Why by us we passel? Mule Lishne Kame that says in Eruvin that it's not good, it's good. But what Lishne Basra will answer? Inami Gabi Hutzin Yeshlif Sol Yoysel. Hoil Va Gudim El Yoinu Vetachtoinim Zebeze. The Kalsha Sipo Lakoil. So Tesis is Svore. Hutzin is Fakel. Vald is so attached. So if you say Kloish, the mam is not there. So you can't say Kloish. Again, I want to be madgish. We're speaking now if it tastes that the bottom is chamoso. The bottom works with the top. But if you don't cut it, so nothing is good because everything is not in the right place. I need to cut it. The bottom is chamoso and then the top could help him. But I only could cut it and say that the bottom is standing when it's chamoso. But behutzin, if I will cut it, everything will fall. So nothing will be left at all. So b'meila, I can use the bottom. So now, I want to be madgish. We have one part of the sugya that we did today. And to have that goshas advorim. When we started the sugya, we taught, and when you learn sugya, and basically, if someone learns Gemara Rashi, he will never get to learn different the sugya and sukkah. That if you have enough shade in the bottom, it's good. And if you don't have enough shade, it's not good. Why the tap doesn't disturb? Rashi didn't take care of it. We know that as a terrorist, the tap never disturbs. When he never disturbs, Mishuma Rashi never took care of it. But when you learn the Gemara, by us, you don't find nothing else. Right? This is the way you learn the Gemara. Rashi says a couple words, like five words Rashi says. We have to know what he's trying to say. But without understanding the Rashi, this is what we have in the sugya. This is what we have in the sugya. This is what we have in the sugya. We have the bottom shade is good, the bottom shade is not enough shade, is not good. And then we had that Abaye that said that chamoso is not memayit, it's not a chidush. That it doesn't disturb. Yep, stack it. It's not a chidush. This is what we had in the Gemara. We didn't understand, but this is the words of the Gemara. We have to understand what is the lomdus. We open the sugya in Eiruvin. We have a Pesach Hagantza and a Rezach. To kasha the sugya, even if you have enough shade, before the insight is that the tap doesn't disturb, you need to make a kloish. If you don't make a kloish, you have a problem. That's the insight of the sugya in Eiruvin. And zog the sugya in Eiruvin, not in every place I let you to do a kloish. One lishna holds me the rabbanon, you can make a kloish. One lishna holds you could. We'll start with the first sheet of Tesvus. Again, when we learn the sugya of Eiruvin, we learn I have enough shade here. Seder. But even if I have enough shade, I need to come to the sugya of kloish on the mechanic kasher the sugya. Forget about that the tap is not disturbing. But on kloish, it's one place. I need to say kloish. Fractasis, I understand. So the sugya here is giboit of a kloish. And Eiruvin state that it's a machlekes if you say kloish. So why here to say kloish? Fractasis will work it out. Rabbi Nutam says, the bottom bichlal doesn't need shade. Our sugya doesn't need shade in the bottom. You don't need shade in the bottom. Chamosa is also good for Rabbi Nutam. Take the tap, it could help. You know why you need more shade here? Because if not, I have a problem with the kloish. So I need more shade in the bottom here. And Eiruvin Lemoshol could be a little bit in the bottom, and I'll say kloish and I'm good. So if you ask Rabbi Nutam, why the sukkah here is kosher? Not because it's tziloso. I don't need tziloso to kosher a sukkah. Chamosa also kosher a sukkah, like Rabbi Nutam. And two sukkahs. A little bit chamosa in the bottom, it's also kosher for Rabbi Nutam. So why you need here so much shade? Zogtem because mid the Rabbanon, they don't like to make kloish. Inami because hutzim are falling a lot, so you need a lot. But not because I need the chamoso inside. Comes out that lefi the way Tesfis learned the sugya here, the yesod of the sugya is avada. If he tastes himself, if there's no shade in the bottom, it's not kosher because the top is not a kosher sukkah. But the aside of the sukkah is, I have enough schach inside here. But I have a problem. I need to come to kloish. The sugi here is giboit and the sugi from kloish. And the mele to machlekes in the gemara of Eiruvin, if you say kloish or you don't say kloish. And we have to say that the sugi here, other shtims with that man the omar, other in hutzin, lekula alma, you could say kloish. And lafi Rabbi Nutam, here, because it's hutzim, so chamosa is not enough. You need much more for saying kloish. But the lomdus of the sugya, and here's the nekuda. I want to mesakim this line, because later when we go to Rashi, we don't need to have all this kloish. The nekuda lefitais is be'etzem, why it's kosher, I will say. Back to the beginning of the words of the shir. It's kosher because I have enough shade. Or if you have a little bit shade. No, why did I need to cut it from the top? And the top doesn't disturb. So I need for Be'etzem to kasha the sugya to know three yesoidas. I have enough shade inside Lefi Teisves. I could say Kloish, and Tap doesn't disturb. Right? Argimor Be'etzem, three yesoidas. Enough shade. I could say Kloish, and Tap doesn't disturb. Kielu, when I learned the sugya, I feel that the Gemara here really gave me 1 foot out of three. I need three things to make the sugya kosher. As enough shade. Now, as the yesoid of sugya, memachta kloish, that you could learn in Eruvin. Then the tap doesn't disturb. I will learn in daftes another yesoid, tap doesn't disturb. Now, Tesis is no taine. Tesis here in Eruvin went and explained all these things. Kloish, and the tap doesn't disturb. All of that, Tesis gave us. Rabbi Lutam says, I need really two things normally. A little bit schach, kloish, and the tap even helps. Here, because the kloish can't be working so well, so I need a little bit more schach in the bottom, that I could say the kloish. But then I could say the kloish, and the tap doesn't disturb. This is the way to learn the sugya, al pi the sugya in Eruvin. Rashi, if Rashi didn't say a word, Rashi doesn't mean it. Aleph, we said Rashi shtels in Abaye, ki eichi, lefi that, there's no shaykhis. And the emesis, so where's the Pesach? And the Gemara and Eruvin, the last line, Chove says a andere zach. Chove said, some Rishonim say Chove didn't mean nothing. So Chove said, la aloche, sayin movi, sayin suket kosher. I mean to say kosher in both. I medayik it in the Mishneh. Chalal suket nan, chalal movit nan. And Rashi state, Rove is mechadish something else. Lemalo me'esrim lefi Rashi disturbs. It's muchach. Rashi learns lemalo me'esrim disturbs. There's no way to move in the sugya here. Lemalo me'esrim disturbs. The answer is, these hutzim come, and you know what they do? They do that the whole sukkah is not lemalo me'esrim. They steal the halal. Again, we have to explain it. But these are the words of Rashi here. Look at Rashi. Ksheiro. The maninen esrim mehem velemato. Maninen. Rashi, for sure, this is lemato me'esrim. I know that this is good. Rashi is coming to answer. Well, explain. I just wanted you to have what the word. If Rashi would have to say, this is lemato me'esrim, for statement. So Rashi, no, maninen. Everything is good. No, kloish, I hear kloish, ahin. I'm not cutting nothing. I'm kashering the whole lot. This is the andere ma'alach. We measure from here. We kasher the whole thing. Till you will have a tzad that even if it's chamosa, it's good. You know why? The chamosa will break the space. You start to kasher from here. Grada in the top, I will have the schach. If chamosa could steal space, chamosa would steal the space. You're right, here it doesn't work. It starts to work from here. Over the space. So stay. This is the Pesach Advori. So again, I think it's very important to chazer good, to know the Kloish. So tomorrow we'll go back to our sugya midrash.